First on today's show, Star Navigation has announced the debut of the world's first in-flight safety monitoring system. It is a whole diagnostic analysis system, a connection between aircraft and ground. Here to talk about that, the CEO of Star Navigation, Viraf Kapadia, joining us. Viraf, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
How is this different from a black box, which we hear so much about when we talk about airlines?
Completely different. Black box is reactive. It's only used in the event something happens, whereas we are a proactive, real-time server on board, which is actually analyzing all the data that is coming off various data buses, data points in the aircraft, and making sure that if anything is out of whack, immediately information is sent to the ground and people from the airline operations could log on to our servers via encrypted internet and get into the problem and look at it and give an extra set of eyes to the people in the cockpit.
Wow. So a black box is recording some in-flight information, but it's really just that's it. If you need it, then you have to try and get it.
Get it after the plane has come to the ground or has, unfortunately, in certain events, crashed.
Yeah, but this is ongoing and, as you say, is feeding the information back to headquarters, so to speak.
Absolutely.
Wow. And what kind of information is it gathering?
It's gathering all the information. Up to 11,000 parameters can be gathered depending on the type of aircraft you're flying. The most latest aircraft, the 777s or the A340s, you could gather as much information that comes out of the databases. And this information is then possibly, depending on what the operator wants, is going to be compared to the previous 5, 10, 50, 100 flights. That's one of the things we do, something called trend monitoring. So if suddenly you're using 20% fuel extra on one of the engines, immediately a flag is raised, some information is sent to the ground, or if something's overheating, before it reaches a point where a red light is sent in the cockpit, immediately the people on the ground are made aware of it. They can now decide whether they want this information to be acted upon, or when the plane lands, they could do it, depending on the criticality of the information.
So, for example, if a plane is flying at a certain angle, that angle a flight is also being recorded, and that's
absolutely on takeoffs, over rotation, where you take off at an angle higher than that is required, or if you're landing hard, or if you are at a certain speed, you could actually monitor anything that is possible: elevation, angle of attack, speed, velocity, everything.
So, when you get one of these, what kind of procedure to put this into a plane? Do you have to?
Basically, there is something called Transport Canada and FAA have to more or less approve it before you do anything. Then there is something called an STC. STC means a supplemental type certificate that allows us to install that particular equipment on that type of aircraft. Once we have an STC for a, say, 777, Boeing 777, it can be then put in into any 777 with the drawing submitted, and Transport Canada or FAA would then approve that. That's how the STC procedure is quite rigorous. And it is for safety, so it has to be rigorous. Once that is obtained, we don't need permission from any of the manufacturers or aircraft manufacturers. All we need is this STC from Transport Canada.
Why aren't planes being built with this system already in?
Well, planes probably will, in future, will try to use some of the systems that we bring on. Currently, there is a lack of it because the old black box has been around for close to 70 years.
And are any planes flying with the system right now?
Currently, there are a couple of planes with the system. We are installing a few more this month, and hopefully within the next 30 to 60 days, we'll probably have another 5 or 6 systems on.
Wow. This just sounds like long overdue. I hope you're very successful, because
yes,
I want to fly safely.
Because it's something safe for the passengers. We are also able to cut down costs for the airlines, increase their bottom line, save cancellations and make them into delays, or save delays by proactive fleet management. At the same time, save money on fuel and other systems for the aircraft operators.
Raf, it's amazing. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you again. And we are trading on the Toronto Stock Exchange venture site, sir.
All right. It's called Star Navigation.
Under SNA.
SNA? All right.
Thank you.
Star Navigation, Viraf Kapadia, the CEO. Coming